the Frank Mitchell phone-in.
Tip number one would be to check out the details of the seller. So when you've found what you think might be a good deal, at the very least, go on to an independent search engine, put in their name and see what other customers have fed back in terms of their experience. Also, that seller should be providing a UK landline telephone number and an address. And the other thing I think that's useful to look out for is whether they're a member of the Association of Secondary Ticket Agents, ASTA, because they have a code of practice that all of their members should follow.
Yeah, secondary ticket agencies include the likes of StubHub and ViaGoGo, eBay, SeatWave, GetMeIn, stuff like that.
Absolutely, yes. Yep. So there's a number of them out there. As we know, UEFA have stressed that they're not selling tickets through any secondary ticket agent. So what will have happened is someone will have been allocated a ticket and then putting it up for resale. And some of those might just not be as genuine as they first appear.
There had been some suggestion that the tickets would have names on them. Is that not true?
I've been trying to find that out, actually. Probably my web server thinks I'm looking for tickets myself, but I haven't been able to verify that, whether they are personalised or whether they have an identification number.
Yeah, because if you have a ticket that is only, or if you're issued a ticket that's only relevant to you, giving it to another person isn't going to work unless they're pretending to be you.
Well, that's right. And that's actually the second thing, which is to know your rights in buying secondary tickets. There are new laws that came into force last October, which means that anyone selling a ticket to you should provide very specific information, including the basics, time, location, seat numbers, but also the terms and conditions, so whether that ticket can actually be transferred to someone else. It should also say about any restrictions there on age limits or sight lines, etc. So there are laws that protect you as well, which is good to know. But I think really, first and foremost, it's knowing how you can protect yourself in the first place. So the last tip really that I wanted to share was just to consider the way that you pay for the tickets. Because if you pay by credit card, you do have some protection for tickets costing over £100 for a single ticket, over £100. And we know that there are a lot out there that are costing far more than that. So that would mean that if anything were to go wrong, if the ticket weren't genuine, then you could try your credit card provider to get your money back on that.
Would the credit card provider not say you were an idiot to try and buy a particular ticket from a certain outlet?
Well, it's regardless of whether they say that you're an idiot or not, there are laws under the Consumer Credit Act, which means that if it's going through a third-party payment, so i.e. if it's going through the credit card provider, they are jointly liable. So they will have to help you. If you were hitting any brick walls with that, then obviously there's the Financial Ombudsman's service, which could help with a claim against your credit card provider. And on our website and on NI Direct, you will find template letters for how to make a claim against your credit card provider. So that might also be useful.
Okay, one final thing, Philippa. You're standing like 100 metres from the venue and you haven't got a ticket, and a boy in a long coat opens his jacket and says, tickets, tickets, banner selling, lost our tickets.
Please don't do that. We know from all of the stories in the press and through Action Fraud that so often that's not genuine and you will have lost money and you would be better finding a big screen somewhere and watching the match there.
Good advice, Philippa. Thank you very much indeed. Sound advice from Philippa McKeown. Philippa McKeown Brown is Philippa's full name, Head of Consumer Skills, and indeed she's from the Consumer Council. She was talking there about the fact sheet. We've put it up on Twitter at U105 Radio, at U105 Radio, if you want to have a look at the detail there.
Get involved with the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Call us on 90 333 105. Text us on 077 66 105 105. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you've missed any of our interviews, go to u105.com/catch-up.